This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to a new year and another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Come on, did you miss me? For real?
No, I didn't think so.
I didn't miss me either. Don't feel bad. But I did speak to some of you who were paying attention. We had some minor technical difficulties, and I had to sneak in to fix them. Thought I'd be able to sit around. You know, that's the best laid plans, right? Thought I'd be able to sit around, sneak in, do absolutely nothing. The chair is fighting with me. I think it's winning. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I missed you last week. How's that? Okay? I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We got so much to get through, so much going on. We're going to kick it off. After the first break with our buddy, our mad black man from, well, I guess he's not, he's our teed off black man from Texas. That's what we're calling him now. That's right. Story after story after story. Coming into the new year, just so much fun I'm going to have. And I can't, you know, I put the teaser down, and I should have put it down this hour. But I should have put it down for the next hour. Seriously. Because the Pelosi crazies are beyond... I need at least half the hour to get through them. I'm going to tease you a little bit for next hour. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This goes back to 14 or 15. 14, probably. When she was being interviewed about the Affordable Care Act. And the only reason I'm playing this from so far back, it so applies to today. The double standard that the Dems have. It's just amazing. They don't see it. They don't care. Well, actually, they do see it. They don't care to admit to it. That's what it is. So let me see if I can play this. We'll just play a couple of minutes of it, just so I can tease you a little bit. This is her in an interview. With, I think his name is, what is it, Dave Gregory from MSNBC?
What he said was that the insurance...
She's explaining. She's speaking for El Presidente, ex-Presidente Oblemo.
What he said was that the insurance companies must tell the policyholder what they are deprived of. That they're not getting a pre-existing condition.
But there are cancellation notices going out. There's a million of them in California.
Yeah, and it's not, and what they have to do now is to send another letter that says, this is what this is going to mean to you in terms of you won't get pre-existing condition discrimination, and here are the other options that are available to you in the marketplace.
But the president has been apologetic. He's been accountable for saying something that was not the case. You were Speaker of the House. You, in many ways, were seen as an architect and a key ally on this. And this is what you said back in June of 2009 on MSNBC.
What we are talking about is affordable, quality, accessible health care for all Americans.
At which time her head should have exploded. I mean, seriously, if you're telling that many lies with one breath in that fell swoop.
It's about choice. If you like what you have and you want to keep it, you have the choice to do that.
Are you accountable for saying something that turned out not to be correct?
But it's not that it's not correct. It's about choice. If you like what you have and you want to keep it, you have the choice to do that. It's that.
All right. When you stop rolling, let me know. I mean, seriously, rolling around. You got to be rolling around laughing at this one. This is great. I'm gonna do more of this in the second hour. Because you can't do it justice in a couple of minutes. She actually goes through and tries to protect this thing. She tries to save it. She tries to tell you how great. She actually said it was going to be more affordable, more accessible. And we've come to find out the truth of the matter is that's not true at all. So I've got a lot of little tidbits tonight from time gone past. I want to talk about the differences between some of the administration, some of the issues that we've had in the past. Where our people are at, I mean, the American people. You know, I am not surprised when I went back during the break and started listening to some of the old shows and the issues and the topics we tackled. I am not surprised any longer that we had such an outrage at the outcome of the presidency, of the election. Because people don't know. They have no clue what it means, what an election really means. You know, back in 2015, what quietly happened, what took place, and we all kind of laid over for it or rolled over for it or laid down for it, whatever you want to call. Right? We didn't have, where was the conservatives burning building downs and protesting in the streets and screaming, not my president? Where was all that happening? Who was it? In 2015, January 1st, after all this garbage passed was forced on us, Medicare tax went from 1.45 to 2.35. Taxes went up. Top income tax bracket went from 35% to 39.6%. Now, I was told that President Oblamo wanted lower taxes, but the Republicans wouldn't let him. At least that's what I was told. I don't. Maybe he doesn't understand. See, he taught Constitution law. Maybe he didn't understand math. But that was going in the opposite direction. I don't know. Top income tax payroll went from 37% to 52%. Capital gains tax went from 15% to 28%. These are all going in the wrong direction, my friends. And if they think this was going to help, why did the deficit keep growing by trillions? All right, Corey Duncan's going to join me after the break. Maybe he can explain this to me because this math just don't make sense to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We will be back quite shortly. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on. When you feel done and out, right, you sing a song. It's really that simple. Yeah. But none of you guys, none of you are old enough to remember any of those songs, I'm sure. You're all young bucks in the, well, maybe not all of you. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We've got a live chat room at TheRealSide.com. We have, what is that thing called? Facebook feed, where you can talk to smarter people than I up on Facebook. There's a whole bunch of ways to get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to have more Pelosi in the next hour. I can't let that go. I got to tell you, I heard that earlier, and it drove me out of my mind. She is, well, let's just say she's entertainment at its finest. I'm trying to be nice here in the new year. I try not to start off just being crazy about everything. But let me bring somebody on who can be crazy about everything. Our Corey Duncan joins us, who we lovingly refer to as our teed-off black man from Texas. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Corey, thank you so much. And how was your New Year? I mean, I know you're a sports freak. Did you have a football team, a baseball team, a soccer team that won or didn't win? Or I know nothing about sports, so don't get mad.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank the Almighty for allowing me to see and allow for all of us to see another year
of Trump victories.
Right, exactly. It started off good last year. It wasn't too good for me personally, but we're going to leave that one alone. But anyway, I want to say that, I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad everyone's back in the chat room. Thank you for all of the support that you give me, Joe, and all of the conservative podcasters and broadcasters. Continue to support, continue to fight. And I have a rant about this a little while from now, but I'll give the show back to Joe because it is your show.
Last I checked, anyway, unless you want to start cutting the checks, then we'll do whatever you want to do at that point in time. Not a problem for me.
And we're not going to get into that because then you would get a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right. If you said yes, I'm sure some of your kids would be calling. Anyway, hey, so I hear that Baltimore's got a problem. That crime rates are skyrocketing in Baltimore because the police won't respond. I wouldn't respond either. And I don't know how true this is. You're going to tell me. But I wouldn't respond either, would you, if you didn't have the elected official standing behind you, having you back?
Well, let me give a quick two-minute education about this. First of all, the problem is not just in Baltimore. It's in pretty much all of the Democrat cities. I don't have to run them down to you because we all know who they are. But the thing of it is that you can't. I'm not even going to give an educated one. I'm just going to give a reality one. What it is, 300 mid 350s as far as murders, and then now, you know, as of the other day, they got what, four murders? That's four or five murders that's unsolved, and probably some more that we probably haven't heard about. The issue is this goes all the way back to the Freddie Gray incident. This goes all the way back to the Trayvon Martin incident. That's when all of this started, where the police are to be politicians instead of law officers or who they are. Do they make mistakes? Yes. Nobody is perfect in this world. Even Barack Obama is not perfect, even though the liberals want him to be, the black liberals. And the crazy Botox Nancy Pelosi. And so I heard you talking about her and her crazy behind. But the thing of it is that you can't allow law enforcement officers, which is the rule of law, and they're there to enforce it, to take and be told to be politicians. The people of Baltimore City, and I'm not going to say all of them because I know I'm going to get my usual emails from the black liberals that like to hide and won't come on your show and won't come on Facebook and battle me. But here it is. The people in Baltimore City, at least 80% of them are idiots. Because you know why? First of all, you're complete total idiots. Because how can you say because the police, hey, look, let me explain something to you. When the state's attorney is power hungry, I mean, she needs to go back to being an insurance saleswoman or whatever what she was, adjuster, because anytime you get on TV and you pop your fist and say, it's us against, basically us against the police, and we're going to make them do this, and we're going to make them do that, you're not behind a police officer. We had one that got killed, was gunned down a couple weeks ago, and she had enough to get on TV with tears. I mean, come on, the fraternal order police was standing there, the head of it, and he just looked at her like, really? You know, I mean, it's your fault. It's their fault and the judge's fault that allow, and most of the crimes that are committed by these clowns and by these jerks are what? Repeat offenders. Because anytime someone gets locked up for a gun violation three times in a week, there's something wrong with, not something wrong with the system, it's wrong with the people that's running the system.
But we don't lock them. Listen, we don't lock them up because we don't want them to feel bad about themselves. Maybe they're going to turn their ways. You know, in California, let me tell you what. In California, you have less of a chance of going to jail, committing a crime with a gun now after the first of the year because they've changed the crime of, they've changed they've changed it. So if you commit a crime with a gun, it's one thing. But if you actually have a gun with 11 bullets in it, you could go to jail for years. It's crazy.
I mean, my thing, it used to be that way. It used to be the same way in Baltimore, that they found anything over an ounce of crack or coke, they would put you away for 50 years. And then all of a sudden, the kingpin law got pushed to the side. And you know, the liberals started invading our courts. And now they're invading the police department. And they already invaded that. This all started. This thing just gets started, Joe. This happened way back, even before Barack Obama got in office. And when he did, when he got in, he made the situation just, I'm not even going to use the word worse. I want to use another word, but, you know, I'm not politically correct. But this man just, he had made a total, just complete mess of things. And you know what? It's getting bad, but it's getting better because guess what? This year, 18, we're gonna all get on the train, and it don't have to be Corey's train. It can be Joe's train. It can be anybody. But you know what I'm gonna say? But I say after your break, and I'm gonna pull a couple people's cards because guess what? You want to be a conservative? That don't mean you have to be Joe. You don't have to be Corey. But get involved so we can get these clowns and these people and get these animals off the street.
No, you're so right. You are so right. I mean, I keep telling our people, you've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. You've got to do something. You can't just sit there screaming at the TV set, you know, agreeing with us when we're talking on the radio, because that doesn't change anything. We got to go to a break. While we're at the break, think about what you're willing to do in 2018 to actually make a change. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Massey, your host. Just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Corey Duncan's with me. You know how he lights up the room. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, God bless America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, listen, I've got clips I want to play for you. Over the next 2 hours that I'm just going to have a ball with, okay? And really, seriously, I mean, clips from comments that were made this year by, you know, the Pelosi's of the world and so on. I mean, the hypocrisy of this group over the years needs to be we need to shine a light on it. The same lights, you know, that they used to mark the Twin Towers, you know, on the 7/11 memorial, I mean the 9/11 memorial times, I want the same ones. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. But most of it is I appreciate the time you spend with me when Corey's on with me. Corey Duncan joins us, our teed-off black man from Texas. Always love when he's on because he ain't got a filter. And there's no stopping him once he gets rolling, like a runaway freight train. Anyway, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank everyone for the support that you support Joe, me, and every other conservative podcast and broadcaster. Thank you for all your support. God bless. And that's just all. That's all. Get on the ball.
Can we all get along?
Can we all just get along? Yeah.
I'm in that mood. I'm sorry. I've had a week off. I'm in that mood. That's why I put that picture of Al.
Right.
You see that picture Al Sharpton I put up? I put that up just for you.
Oh, yeah. Al Sharpton is an idiot. Pelosi and Sharpton are idiots.
But
you know what? If you come to Corey, Black Conservative Duncan on Facebook, please come. I will definitely give you a friend request. But we're going to start having on there, or every Friday, on my live podcast or live video, whichever one you want to call, we're gonna have the idiot of the week.
Oh, I like
the liberal idiot of the week.
I like that works for me.
But and also to answer your question about your last thing.
Hey, Tammy said it's gonna be a tough choice. You're gonna have a lot to choose.
As far as about the football team.
Yeah.
I'm not really a fan of any of them. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of none. But I am ecstatic, even though it's the lone star that the Cowboys didn't make the playoffs, and ecstatic that the Baltimore Ravens didn't make the playoffs. Because you know what? The Ravens are just like the city of Baltimore. They're a bunch of sheep, and they're a bunch of people, not all of them, but the majority of them, that they're conditioned.
Yeah.
That's why your city looks the way it looks, and that's why you had the crime that you have. and the ignorant politicians you have.
But Corey,
now,
listen, I have no sympathy for those people in Baltimore anymore. I'm sorry. I mean, I love them as human beings. Don't get me wrong. You know how I am. But you keep voting those people in. They keep voting the people who have never been down there in Elijah Cummings. I mean, when was the last time, other than when the place was on fire and he thought he was going to get some free press, when was the last time he was actually down there? What was the last time he actually did anything?
Because people want to say that you're being evil when you say certain things. But here it is. You're political prostitutes. Every 4 years, these people pimp you out. The Liberal Party pimps you out. Democrat Party pimps you out. The vote for them, that BS, that the black man, that the liberals and the Democrats, which are the same, are for the poor. And the Republicans for the rich. I had explained to someone a couple weeks ago about the tax. Excuse me, the tax bill that was passed. Oh no, it's going to be. I said, hey, look, you're going to have to bite the bullet. It's either for this man to bring companies back, he's going to have to give him some sort of incentive to come back. Barack Obama got rid of all of them because he basically held them hostage. And basically, you know, that's what the problem is. Not only that, you have to understand, if you live anywhere north of North Carolina and you move into Virginia, you have to understand that you're going to pay higher taxes because the rate is higher. When you make anything over minimum wage, you're going to pay taxes. So you either make the choice. You're going to have the $18 an hour job or the $10 an hour job and a $14 an hour job and make things ends meet. That's just how it is. I'm sorry. I'm not rich. I'm not poor. We all get up and go to work. But the thing of it is, you have to give. If you make more, you should kick out more. I mean, it's real simple.
You should pay your fair share, right?
Exactly. But my thing is, this is not coming from the average. And I want all of the people to hear, because I know the minorities and the black people are listening and saying, listen to this Uncle Tom. No, I'm putting it out there the way it's supposed to put it out there, because here it is. If you work, then you got a legitimate right. Just like if you vote, you got a legitimate right. But if you sit home and you sit on your butt until 3 o'clock in the afternoon wait for the mailman to come to get a check or to sit up and try to work the system, they are the ones that's sitting back and talking about, because guess what? Most people can't go on camera because why? They do it during the daytime. Why? Because they either sleep or work last night or they're actually working. That's why. That's why you always see them interview these people that you like, okay, where is your job at? Where, what's the deal with you? And it's something out here for everyone if you want it. I had a talk with Anna Mega earlier. And she said the same thing. I know she's listening, and a lot of other good people, Denise Ledbetter, Deretha Ross, there's a whole group of people that's in this chat room, and they understand that the gavel that I beat every week is the fact that if you got to look yourself in the mirror, you are the reason for where you are, not no one else. I don't want to hear about this or that, because you got people that's single dads, single moms, and they make it happen. You make it happen. That's why I want to say this real quick, give you this little rant. I know I don't want to take up all your time, but let me say this. This is a challenge to all of the conservatives, all of the grassroots conservatives. We're not talking about Republicans, because we already know most of them are bought and paid for to begin with. So we're going to talk about the conservative grassroots ones. Here's a challenge. Get off your butt and do something. I don't care if it's a few-minute post. You don't have to be politically correct or know what to say or be a speechwriter. Get off the button, do something, because guess what? In the midterm election, enjoy an invite, and I'm going to do this right on the air, to John Tammy Messina, Xander Gibb, and you fellas, and Mega, anybody else that want to come, and Mega, anybody else that wants to come to this rally, in 2 weeks, I'm going to let you know exactly where it is, what date it's going to be, and you got an invite. A personal invite, you got an invite, a verbal invite over the mail, and over the mic, but you're going to get one in person. And through the mail, because we got to take and get to the grassroots of people speaking and let them know that I'm black, Joe Messina is Italian, Anna Mega is for Nicaragua. My favorite is the fact that we're just regular, everyday people. Diamond and Silk, God bless them. But you got to remember where you came from. Not saying that they turned on anyone, but my favorite is don't get the movement fired up like me and other people, and then all of a sudden you don't have time or whatever like that. Because guess what? This is how the man got in office. Because people got tired of this BS, and if you start a movement, let's keep it rolling.
No, you're right. It's my argument with conservatives all the time is they get out there, they want us to do things, you know, they want us to get involved in whatever, you know, preach it, Joe, preach it, Corey. And then what happens is when we go out to these functions, we have nobody there. And they'll always say the same thing. You know, I got a job, I've got to work, and the whole nine yards. Okay, well, great. You know, when you get a guy like me that has to take off a couple of days to go out of state or go somewhere to do one of these events, I've got to get somebody to cover for me. I have to pre-record the shows or get somebody to cover for me. It's a lot of work. You got to get on a plane. You got to get there. So we're working, too. Corey and I are doing the same things. We're doing the things we're asking you to do. If you want 2018 to truly be different, you want to solidify the presidency of Trump and the gains that we've made, get off of your butt, shut off of the TV, and go out and get something accomplished. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. You got me all riled up, dude. Seriously. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424. For a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure that you're hanging out with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. Go up and check it out after the show. I don't want you to get lost there during the show. We've got articles up there, a lot of good stuff happening. For the next 2 hours, okay, I mean, we're going to have a field day. On January 1st, California has basically become a whole different planet. We're going to talk about some of the changes that California has made. Also, a little over 9 years ago, Al Gore predicted the North Pole would be completely ice-free. Apparently, it is, and all that ice has moved to New England. I don't really understand. And you guys let them get away with this. You guys, you call me fake news, and you got this going on since the 70s. They haven't hit it yet. Corey Duncan joins me. He's our T-Dot Black man from Texas. Always appreciate the time he spends with me. And he doesn't play any games. If you don't want to know the truth, don't listen. That's all I got to say. Go somewhere else. I'm sure there's a Sesame Street station somewhere. Corey, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure when you're with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you.
Hey, you know, earlier we were talking about what was going down in Baltimore and how the people are mad because, you know, the cops don't seem to be on the street. So this guy by the name, I don't know if you know this guy, the Reverend Kinji Scott, a pastor in Baltimore who's held positions in local city government, says that they want the police there. We want them to engage in the community. We didn't want them beating the hell out of us. We don't want them to do that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. Even when they do come to protect you, you just get all over them. Freddie Gray, they were all cleared. I think they should come after the city. Those cops should be coming after the city for more than $6 million bucks a piece like they paid out to Freddie Gray's people. Don't you agree?
Well, a lot of chicken boxes have probably already been brought. Oh, there it is. I said the wrong thing. You know, I lost my card to the ghetto. But my card I could care less. They could take that card. I can't say what I really want to say. But let me say this. These passes that come out and, you know, it's beating us over the head, you know what that is. See, my thing with this is this. If you play to people and you play to their sympathy or whatever like that, I can get more people to fill my church up. I can get more people to put money in the plate. You know, one thing that I found out is that, and it says it in the New Testament and Revelation, that during the last days, that people would be making a mockery of the church.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what kind of people that the Bible talks about. These people that try to use politics for religion. There is nowhere ever that I've heard a real pastor come up and mix politics. Well, I've upset and heard people back when Bush was president, and I sat in a church, and I heard this pastor, who I regarded, he God rest his soul, he's gone now, or whatever. And the thing of it is, he said, well, he started talking about politics and about Bush, and I'm like, what does that have to do with what you're supposed to be teaching people to have some morality out here and be able to halfway live their life the way the good Lord wants you to live? You know, we need to stop trying to play these games or trying to talk about somebody, someone, or to push your agenda and use politics, sports, or this or that. So let's stop playing that game. If it's something you want to say, you know, one thing I hate, and everyone knows me that knows, I ain't a coward. If you got something you want to say, don't be a punk. Come say it. Do what you say what you feel. Don't high five mommy's skirt or try to make Joe or anyone or white people feel inferior because what they have in Baltimore City, the dumb liberal. Oh, here comes a bunch of black youth. Let me stand here and let them hit me over here and take my money, because if I run, I'm going to be racist. But if I stay here and let them beat me up, you know, it's okay, because I had to take the hit for what my ancestors did. You know, that's a liberal, and I'm not saying all white people, but that's a dumb liberal that's been taught like that in Baltimore City. I want to take something. I want to say, get well, Ann Omega, and they cut out. You know, we had a show on last week, and they cut out signal. Hey, Facebook, you can do what you want, but guess what? My voice is working. She's sick. I hope she gets better. I'll be posting tomorrow. So what you can do is you can go ahead, go to Corey, Black Conservative Dunk, and you can cut my page if you think. But I'm going to start it up again, and I'm going to keep on talking.
Well, look, I tell people the same thing all the time. I mean, some of my Christian friends, some of our conservative friends, okay, that are Christians, here's the deal. Don't tell me not to go to the Bible for guidance, because the ultimate guidance is God. God's word's written in this book called the Bible. Sorry about that. Oh, I'm not sorry about it. I'm sorry for you. But here's the deal. If God gave you government, wouldn't you want to follow the guidelines that he gave you for government, not make them up as you go? There is a pastor down in your neck of the woods in Texas. I think he's in Dallas or outside of Dallas. Dr. Robert Jeffers. He's on with Sean Hannity on a regular basis. He wrote a book called, or booklet. I mean, come on. You guys could read this while you're waiting in the McDonald's line, okay? It's How a Christian Should Vote. And it gives you biblical scripture on how you should vote. Oh, my God. A pastor telling you how to vote. No, he's using scripture. He's using God's word to tell you how to vote. So anyway, and if you don't believe in God, you know what? Don't listen to the guy. It's really that simple. It ain't that hard. It makes me, some of this stuff just drives me out of my mind when these religious people come out of the woodwork and all of a sudden They talk about how Jesus was a refugee and, you know, how we're supposed to... No, the Bible specifically says that we're supposed to take care of widows and orphans, and if you don't work, you don't eat. It's really simple, but they can't seem to find those scriptures.
Well, that's because the Democrats... Like I had a conversation with Anna Maker earlier, and I'm going to say this again. I know she probably is listening, and Denise Ledbetter, and all of the great people that follow us. Here we go. First of all, I'm a conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. Democrats and liberals are pretty much one is worse than the other. The politician is a Democrat. They do not like God. They do not like country. They do not like the military. That is the liberal. The Democrats don't like God, and they act like they like the military, like Hillary, and they really don't. They want all social programs, and they want to do what Barack was doing for 8 years, writing checks, blank checks that someone, 50, my children or their grandchildren, will have to pay for 25, 40 years down the road. So that's what we do. That's why where we are as far as the debt, because we have had people in the past that for military. Okay, we pretty much know that's half of the budget right there. But these social programs or all of these laws that Obama had or whatever, this is the problem. This man is running this like a business, and I said this last year before he was elected. He runs it like a business, and that's how you have to run this country. Not like a politician, like a businessman. Because guess what? At the end of the day, he's going to cut this, have this, you're going to work for this, but guess what? He's going to get things back to where they should be. And he's not a politician, and that's what we needed. Not someone that's reading off a teleprompter or whatever like this. Like I told you before, you know when you talk to somebody real, because when you listen to Joe, you listen to me, you listen to these other people that I spoke about, these other broadcasters, even yourself, and you not have to read off anything, wait till this freedom rally. I can't wait for it. Because guess what? You get to see me in living color, and get this, I don't read off the teleprompter. All of this is real, natural, and uncut. I don't have to cuss to get my position over about something. But guess what? You know it's coming from the heart.
No,
and you know when somebody's giving you the business.
Oh yeah, lip service. Yeah, we'll keep it clean. Lip service, sure. No, right. I agree with you. You guys have got to get off your look. It's 2018. I know I'm going to be preaching to the choir, but it's easy to get mad when you hear Corey and I speak and some of the others out there, and it's easy to go, yeah, he's right. We make not a resolution, but make yourself a promise that you're actually going to do something to make a change. That means you go out and you figure out where the city council meets, where your school board meets, where your water board meets, maybe where your assemblyman or senator's office is. Go out and visit these people. Go out and visit these meetings, and you're going to find out things that are going to make your skin crawl. I mean that, seriously. You're going to find out the decisions that they're making. It's just going to make your eyeballs pop out of your head. Because they're not good for you. Ultimately, they're not good for you. And you need to be there to hold their feet in the fire and stare at their faces. Stare right into their eyes while they're making those decisions. Anyway, Corey, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at Corey, Black Conservative Duncan on Facebook, Corey Perry Duncan on Twitter. Thank you for everyone's support. And just like what Joe said, you got to get off your butt. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be me. You don't have to be nobody, but you got to get off your butt, because if we allow these people to get back in control, we're going to be up you-know-what creek and yep. Up without a paddle.
We're going to move to our own island. Hey, we got to go. You're up okay. Against it. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, if you're up on social media, Facebook in particular, you got to restart at the top of the hour. We've got a lot. You're going to love the next couple of hours. I'm telling you. Not that you should have loved the last one, but you're going to love the next couple. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.